start this show off. And by the way, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And call in, talk about chemtrails, talk about pyramids, crystals, Pleiadians, ETs, government, lack of sensible government, or anything else that might be on your mind. So back to the chemtrails. Yeah, James Gillian and his guest Dane were talking about chemtrails. Dane has a lot of informative videos out there, and he is certainly doing his share regarding chemtrails, and I'm doing my share when I start talking about them, and it's a very important issue. And let me just show everybody how fast I can talk, because I am from New York, and in New York we talk very, very fast, because the pace of life here is very, very fast, and for us it's normal. But for people who come from other parts of the country, they're not quite up to the pace of walking and talking as fast as we do. And I like to walk and talk fast, because you can get a lot more done when you're moving fast and talking fast. Anyhow, with chemtrails, the most important thing that I want to reveal to people, basically all the information has been investigated and put out there in 1,001 videos, 10,000 tweets, and, you know, maybe 100,000 people looking up into the sky. So we know they're there. We know they're bad. We know there's poison inside of them, and we know some of the key players behind all this. But the key issue is to stop this. We need to stop it to save our lives. And I claim to be the only one who has plan B of how to do this, and that's why I ask people to get in touch with me. You know, you can find out how to get in touch with me. If you got, if you're tuning into this radio station, you know about BBS Radio. Just go down to my show, click on either the name of the show or my name. There's probably more information when you click on my name, and you'll find out how to get in touch with me. You should, if you're concerned about chemtrails, and if you're concerned about plan B. Because plan A, the easy way to do this is, was to, which I actually introduced back in the summer, was to contact President Trump and get him to sign an executive order. That's the easy way to solve this. But apparently the message isn't getting through, even though I know other people have been doing this. And I've constantly, when I'm on my show, I ask if you have children in school, get them to get school children interested. If you're a school teacher, get your class to get, write letters to the president, because this is the easiest way to do it. It can be done in one day. Once President Trump finally becomes aware of the severity of the situation, you know, he'll jump at the chance to write an executive order and get another important thing done. But there seems to be a roadblock in that path. So we need to start on plan B, because we can't wait on an important issue like this. Our lives that are at stake. We're all breathing more poisons every day. And the earth is getting poisoned more. We can't wait. We have to go into plan B. And plan B, you know, I'm the only one who has plan B. It has to do with working strategies, out and around government, because government is not going to help us. People in Congress, they're all scared to death to even talk about it. Even state government officials don't want to talk about it. Governors don't want to talk about it. And governors could do a lot to change this. If there was one governor in this whole country that had the guts to come out and talk about it, that would be a good step in the right direction. But you know what? There isn't one governor in this whole United States that has the guts to talk about chemtrails, because not one of them has talked about it. Isn't that pathetic? And it's pathetic that no member of Congress has the guts to talk about it. And it's pathetic that none of the news organizations are willing to talk about it, especially mainstream media. So plan B is we have to organize something to stop these chemtrails and to keep people in this that would be helpful to get this thing started are people that are in the military now or retired from the military now. So pass the word along. These people need to get in touch with me. You know, I have no connections to the military. So I need people in the military who understand what the chemtrail nonsense is, that want to see it fixed. I want these people to get in touch with me because I'm a strategist, and I have all the strategies necessary already thought out to put Plan B into action. And we need to get started on this immediately. I'm serious here. You know, I don't like waiting around for things to get done. And when I see, you know, Plan A doesn't seem to be going anywhere because it's roadblocked somehow. I can't worry about how it's roadblocked. I just know, hey, we better start on Plan B and we better start fast. So if you're listening to my voice out there, pass the information along to somebody who's in the military. Either they're currently in the military or they're retired from the military. But these are the people I need to talk to first, and then we can get Plan B initiated. And if you happen to know Dane personally, I had sent him a letter asking him to call me, but I don't think he's the kind of person that knows how to respond to other people. You know, I think he's on an ego trip. He's doing a lot of great things, but if you look at his tweet site, I don't think he follows anybody. I mean, you know, I'm bringing a lot more to the table about everything than he is, whether he knows it or not, and I follow a couple hundred people. So who does he think he is? You know, I have to call him out on this because, hey, I heard him tonight. You know, he's got a lot of great information. He's been working hard, putting a lot of videos out there, but he just hasn't caught on to the fact that just making people aware of this, you're not going to get a big enough crowd that's going to be responsive enough to go out there and do something. You know, I've been knocking on doors long before he even got involved in the chemtrail thing, and I know that basically, politicians don't want to hear about anything unless there's money in it for them. You know, he's finding that out the hard way. But I was, you know, I've been doing the knocking on doors long before he even started with the chemtrail thing. So just, I wanted to set the record straight on here. And I wish you pass along the information for him to call me. You know, this unresponsiveness when I'm putting honest requests out there for people to call me, and people, I don't know, they're scared to talk to strangers, or they got on an ego trip. They don't know how to talk to somebody they don't know. I don't know what their problem is, but I'm the guy who has the strategies for Plan B here. Nobody else does. Nobody's even talking about it. And like I said, Dane, this is important stuff I'm talking right now. Dane was talking all this important information about chemtrails, but he still believes that making the people, as many people in the public aware, that's going to change anything. It's going to change nothing. I'll give you a perfect example. The last time me and my friend went to one of these UFO MUFON things, we listened to the speakers. First of all, those of us who were informed, we knew everything they were talking about already. I didn't hear one new bit of information. And all the people that go to these events, we know all the stuff already. So they really didn't get any new recruits, or the number was really small, because everybody I talked to there, we all knew about everything already that the speakers were talking about. And that's how it is kind of with the chemtrails. And everybody needs to wake up and realize this. Those of us that know what the dangers are here, that are well-informed about it, we're the group that's going to do it. Very few people that don't know about it are going to get moved to do anything. You know, we might convince them to think about it, but as far as them getting off the couch and doing something meaningful, and that's what Plan B is going to require, that we all get off the couch, get out there, and socialize and talk to strangers and start doing things to put Plan B into action. Because at this point, unless you can pull the rabbit out of the hat and get President Trump to sign that executive order tomorrow or next week, it's not going to happen. Prove me wrong. I wish you could, because that would be the easiest way to solve this, because Plan B isn't going to be that easy to pull off, but we got to start on it now. You know, it's the contingency plan, and I'm a realist. You know, sometimes tough things in life, you have to go out there and do the hard work. You know, the thing that making people aware is going to change the situation, no, it's not. That's wishful thinking. Because anybody who knows anything about the unresponsiveness of government, they only listen to money. That's it. Come on. How can you not know that already? Well, anyhow, that's so much for the chemtrails. I put the message out there. I'm, you know, pass the word along. I'm the guy who's got Plan B. It's ready to go into action as soon as some people start getting in touch with me, preferably people from the military. It'd be nice if, like I said, it'd be nice if Dane called me on the phone. No, and don't, please, nobody ever try to contact me through emails unless you're just emailing me your phone number and I'll call you back. I have no problem with that. Because when you're talking about strategies of solving a tough problem that the government's in on, and they've all been bribed to just ignore it and let it happen, they have no interest in stopping the insanity of chemtrails. And the machines watch all the emails. And if you're looking for a strategy to stop chemtrails, it's never going to work if you're emailing what's going on. I shouldn't have to explain this, but I will for people that don't know anything about security. So anyhow, let me just move on. That's enough chemtrails for till next week. If you want more, just go outside and look up at the sky tomorrow. So I've been coming across some interesting information. Apparently, out on the internet, there's a lot of Pleiadian representatives now, and one bit of information, interesting information, I came across that apparently one of these Pleiadian representatives is saying that the 5D reality has already been set up around the Earth, if you know what I'm talking about. 5D meaning fifth dimension, or as I try to explain it, the fifth dimensional zone of vibrations, that fifth, you know, parameters, vibrational frequency parameters that map out the fifth dimension. It's already been set around the Earth. We're currently in 3D, or the third dimensional zone, which means the third dimensional zone of frequencies, which has its parameters. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again, that's why you can't see people in the higher dimension unless you have extended vision, because they're vibrating faster than your eyes are capable of seeing. Of course, the higher intelligence of the higher dimensions has the ability to increase your vision if it's necessary, if they believe it's necessary for you to see them. A lot of movies have shown things like this. In fact, famous one, if you're familiar with older movies from the 1950s, The Seventh Seal, a very famous movie. There are scenes in that movie where only the one person gets to see the angel, and everybody around them, they don't understand, like, what are you looking at? And that's a reality being shown in a movie. Somehow that famous person who made that movie became aware of this, and he put it into that movie, The Seventh Seal. A very powerful movie. And movies have plenty of things. And talking about movies, I have it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and that's why I tell people by the book, Connected Dots Theory, because I connect everything. And part of the connections made is with science fiction movies telling us about hidden realities. And here's something that clicked on tonight when I was watching. I'm on the East Coast here, and every Saturday night at 8 p.m., you might have heard of this personality. His name is Sven Gulli. That's right, Sven Gulli. And he hosts a show every Saturday night where he shows his favorite era of science fiction horror movies, classic science fiction horror movies like Frankenstein, Dracula. And the one he had on tonight was Godzilla. If you're not familiar with it, Google it. Godzilla, G-O-D-Z-I-L-L-A. One of the most famous monster movies of all time actually was a 1956 movie. So, anyhow, I'm watching this movie, Godzilla. I've seen it before, but it's an entertaining flick. And if you're familiar with the Sven Gulli show, he throws little jokes in now and then, and he gives you a lot of information about who the actors were, what other movies they played in, and stuff like that. So, in this movie, Godzilla, you might be familiar with this story. This giant monster comes out and attacks Tokyo. And they try to set up a defense around the city, and they have these high-tension wires set up. If you don't know what high-tension wires are, when you're out driving around or walking around, you'll see these big metal structures that are holding wires that go to the next big metal structure, a tenth of a mile down the road, and they string the power lines. They're called high-tension lines. So they set up all these high-tension lines around Tokyo. Godzilla comes out of the water, walks up to them, you know, and bounces into them and starts getting electrocuted. And they're doing some informative conversation and mentioning that these high-tension lines carry 300,000 volts of electricity. Now, the name of the show is Connect the Dots here. Several weeks ago, I noticed a lot of things appearing on the internet about the new dangerous 5G that's coming your way. They're setting them up in towns already. And the information also included that people working in the telecommunications people, the linemen who set up the lines connecting these things like cell phone towers, they were, it was made aware to the public, I guess by these people who work for the telecommunication companies, that installation of heavy-duty cables that can carry 300,000 volts of electricity were being attached to the regular cell phone antenna towers. Which only need a small amount of volts to send the messages to your cell phones. So there's a lot of speculation. Why are they attaching these giant cables that can handle 300,000 volts to regular cell phone towers? And then the connection was made, well, this is for the new 5G network. So here we have a connection from 1956 talking about high-tension lines, and we still have the same type of high-tension lines out there, able to carry 300,000 volts. And we have recent information of workers attaching cables to cell phone towers that can handle 300,000 volts. And I've noticed myself in the last couple of months traveling about that I noticed, that because I'm a very observant person, I noticed cables coming down from the top of these high-tension lines that I've passed by. and the rundown from the top, and then they're coiled up in a bundle of maybe 50 feet to 100 feet near the bottom of the cell phone towers, and I mean the high tension lines, and they're just sitting there. So it's quite obvious to me that they are going to be using the electric from the high tension lines, and they're going to connect it to the cell phone towers. And then when they turn on the juice, it's supposed to be for the new 5G network, and it will be. They're going to be putting so much power into these repeater boxes, as they call them, that will be on every telephone pole in your neighborhood, and they're going to start to be cooked 24/7 with high dangerous voltages. That the only purpose of really is to cook you, microwave you, make you extremely sick, get cancer real fast, and possibly kill some people on the spot. It's coming. The joke is 5G is coming your way. Well, I'm an observant person. I travel about, and some small towns already in the New York metropolitan area, the whole town is fixed up with these things already. That every pole, including the side streets, telephone pole, and how far are telephone poles apart, really, have these big cylinder-shaped boxes on them. Why would you need one on every pole, except you want to cook everybody that lives in the neighborhood? And all the side streets have them, too, not only the main streets. And so some of these towns are wired already. And when the call goes out and they connect to the high tension lines with 300,000 volts that they're going to pump out into these boxes, when the call comes in to do it, mass amounts of people, millions of people, are going to get sick real fast and die real fast. And this is coming your way, and nobody's doing anything about it. A town in out here on the East Coast on Long Island complained about it, and they brought some cameras out there, not on mainstream media, of course, but the videos were posted on the internet. And they talked to, on camera, they talked to the mayor of the town, and he just basically told the people, oh, there's nothing I can do about it. AT&T has the right to do this. And that situation is still being litigated there by some concerned neighborhoods that said that they weren't even asked if it was okay to do this. And, of course, that's what happens all the time. You know, it's assumed that everybody's asleep or on the couch glued to the TV tube or their head buried in their cell phone, that nobody cares what's going on, and this stuff is, these killer machines are being slipped in and installed in people's neighborhoods. It's happening now. In fact, when we're talking about serious situations, this 5G thing actually probably needs to be solved, start being addressed and before the chemtrail thing is finally solved, because the chemtrail solution plan B is going to take months to be put into action and finally brought forth to finality. I don't know which ones they're going to, chemtrails is a slower death, but the 5G thing, once it's the power's turned on, but they're probably going to wait till they have every town hooked up with this stuff before they do it. But when they do it, it'll happen in a day or two. Everybody's going to get sick, and many people will die. So it's another serious issue that needs to be addressed now. And forget about government helping us, because government at all levels is bought out. And it doesn't take that much money to buy out a few people representing thousands or hundreds of thousands of people. Doesn't take that much money to buy them out, and that's the way it works. People are bought out, and in order to confront these big conglomerates like AT&T who are installing this stuff, then they're going to have the nerve to charge you more money to sign up for the 5G, claiming it'll get you better service. But here's the real tragedy: whether you sign up for it or not, If you live in the neighborhood where they have the boxes on your telephone pole, you're going to be cooked and killed, regardless if you signed up for the system or not. When the juice is turned on, the repeaters work 24/7 if you're within range, which they've already figured out. That's why they want one on every telephone pole. They're going to be killing everybody in every neighborhood, or at least certainly making them sick enough to get cancer immediately. Well, isn't that wonderful? But we need to do something about this. And, of course, as we those of us who are intelligent, we know that something like only 5% of the population is willing to get their lazy ass off the couch and go out there and do something physical to stop this invasion and destruction of the human race and the planet Earth. And, of course, that's why I tell people to buy my book, because it's educational. The book is called Connect the Dots Theory. You can get it on Amazon. Again, the name of the book is Connect the Dots Theory, because it explains all the behind-the-scenes forces and explains why all this insanity is going on and allowed to go on, because the key controllers of our world, it's not just the Illuminati we know about, the Masons, the royal families, all those key players, the bankers, all of them are controlled by another planet. That's right, and the proof is out there, and nobody can prove otherwise. And when you once you realize that, I explain it in the book quite well. I explain it in my book quite well. It's not hard to understand there why all this crazy stuff is happening, and who's really in control, who's making these crazy decisions. And from the point of the real people behind the scenes, or the creatures from another planet behind the scenes who are the real puppet masters, it's not Earth. It's not their planet. So they don't care about destroying the Earth, and they don't care about destroying us, because evil planets with evil creatures only see mankind as good slave labor. This is the reality, and we need to address it now, because this is the final battle for control of the world is happening right now, and that's why all these bad things are happening. And the pace of doing bad things to the human race is increasing. And what's even worse, government is getting even less responsive, because not only are they being bribed, but there's other forms of control, artificial intelligence, mind control machines, blind people's minds out. In fact, most people don't realize it now. I mean, just look around you, that your friends and stuff, you'll notice everybody's making a lot more mistakes than they used to, because there's just actually too much cell phone energy already circulating around that interferes with the electrical, low-powered electrical impulses that your brain works with. This is all just common sense. But if you've got your eyes and ears open and your ears listening, you should realize and see it happening. And, of course, everybody is locked in the matrix of the cell phone matrix. I mean, there's a little play on words there. Cell phone. You see, the phone has become your jail cell. That's why they call it the cell phone. You just haven't caught on to that yet. But it's something to think about. Okay, you know what? I just move along. Anyhow, hey, this is a call-in radio show. Number here is 888-627-6008. If that guy with the pickup truck is a pyramid in the back is listening, call in. I mean, I remember last week your buddy called in from North Carolina. He was talking about pyramids. And he happened to mention you, the guy with the pickup truck that puts the frame pyramid in the back of the pickup truck and claims he's getting results, getting rid of the chemtrails. We'd all like to hear some good news like that, because a lot of us have pickup trucks and would be willing to drive around if we could negate the effect of the chemtrails, because the chemtrails are bad. hey, I mean, I'll simplify it for you. Chemtrails are bad. So anyhow, the Pleiadians are here around the Earth. and they've supposedly set up the 5G reality. But they're not going to do everything for us. They're waiting for us to evolve, and that we're supposed to pick up the reins and take over now by evolving ourselves individually to accept higher vibrations of light. There's a lot of information on the internet out there. You ought to look it up, Pleiadians, the videos. There's a lot of representatives of the Pleiadians, and they have a lot of excellent videos talking about raising our vibration as individuals and collectively, and how to go about doing that, how to be asking for the light to come into your body and travel through your body, hit the earth and shoot back up, and allow your body to be a conduit of pure white light. What else an interesting video I was listening to? Oh, yeah, there's one that talks about the Lemurian society under Mount Shasta, or the remnants of what was the great Lemurian society. And they have, according to this video, they have the fifth-dimensional city-state structure under Mount Shasta where they existed, the Lemurians. And they're a part of participating in this evolution of the Earth. In this video, they talk you through it. They tell you to connect with the crystal pyramid under Mount Shasta and allow that energy to flow through the bottom of your feet and on the top of your head, you call for the white light at the great central sun in the universe. And from the great central sun comes the beam that eventually goes straight down to the top of your head, energizing you, and then through your body and will connect with the crystal pyramid under Mount Shasta that the Lemurians are using to participate in the evolution of mankind. It's very important and informative stuff. I sat down and I listened to it and connected as much as I could, and I did feel something happening. Of course, you got to do this more than once, and it's all related to you opening up your 12 chakras. That's another important bit of information that the Pleiadians are talking about. They're talking about the fact that, orthodox science on Earth has told us we have a helix of two chakras, basically. The double helix, that's what they think that's all there is. And that's because there's 10 inactive ones, helixes, in our body, and we need to activate those in order to easily move into the fifth dimension. We all have them, they're just inactive. And if you didn't have a reason to hate the 12th planet, well, and or dislike it, I don't want to use the word hate, but it's appropriate in this case. And there's plenty of books on the 12th planet. Zachariah Sitchin is probably your best source in relation to what he was able to decipher from the Sumerian records of a history that goes back 450,000 years. And the 12th planet beings not only enslaved our race 300,000 years ago, roughly, but they also altered our DNA. And basically, the information is coming out now that they, in altering our DNA, they shut off 10 of our 12 helixes, DNA helixes, and that made us very easy to control, because that kind of quarantined us from the rest of the universe, that if we had had those 12 operating connections to the total reality, we would have had a much easier going through history. And of course, that's part of the reason we've had so many conflicts and life has been so difficult, because we've only been operating on two of the 12 connection lines to the higher reality. You know, two out of 12, that's one out of six. So we can look at it as maybe a six-cylinder car operating on only one cylinder. Well, that's what they demoted us to, the 12 planet creatures. And so when I say we have a reason to hate them, yes, we kind of do. But we're not going to dwell on the hate. We certainly have to need to understand, though, that they are still running the show here on Earth. And they are not going to give us up. They're going to fight tooth and nail to the end to subvert us and control us to the very end. So there's a fight at hand, and we have to do our share to break free. And part of it is activating our bodies, and the Pleiadians are here to help us do this. So you as an individual, now that I've mentioned them to you, you need to go on the internet and start looking for the Pleiadian videos, and you'll get a lot of detailed information about what you can do as an individual to start enlightening yourself and opening up your chakras. They tell us, the Pleiadians, that we have 12 chakras. I've heard it before. Many of us have. And, you know, five of them are outside the body. We all probably have heard about the seven chakras in the body that also correspond to the seven basic notes of the music scale. Things are connected, and the name of the show is Connect the Dots. And that's some more things I connect in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. So, yeah, it's important to understand. I mean, basically, you got, you know, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, you know, which is, note-wise, it's starting with C, is your root chakra. Then there's D, E, F is your heart chakra. G is your throat chakra. A is your third eye. And B is the top of your head, where the beam of white light comes out. And, you know, I'm kind of reiterating things, that information that's out there. I didn't discover this stuff. Other people have discovered it or had it revealed to them. But I can tell you a true story relating to kind of a little testimony that this, what I'm talking about here is real. I was talking to this clairvoyant woman one time about serious things. This was probably at the beginning of me writing my book, which actually started 15 years ago. You know, it started with a little bit of information, and it took me 15 years, basically, to get all the proper knowledge and proper wording to explain what I wanted to explain in the book, and also be able to explain the amazing things I discovered. Yes, my book, Connect to the Dots Theory, has a new scientific discovery of things here on Earth. Absolutely new. Nobody else talks about it except me. And that was the basis for me starting to write this book. But I didn't have quite the needed knowledge to explain it all properly. I finally got it 15 years later, and I was ready to put it all together. But anyhow, at the beginning of starting writing this book, I had maybe, you know, 10, 15 pages, and I had showed my beginning 10, 15 pages to this clairvoyant woman to see what she would think. And amazingly, collaborating what I say that nobody else was aware of this phenomenon I came across, she told me, you know, I can't tell you what the phenomena you're telling me about. Well, what I can tell you is, one, you need a lot, need to gain a lot more knowledge, which, you know, I needed more knowledge at that point. And I also can tell you that as we're sitting here talking, I can see the beam of white light coming out of the top of your head that goes directly to God. Yeah. Wow. I didn't even know things like that existed. And because she was clairvoyant, she was able to see that. So there's a real life testimony that, yes, there is a white beam of light coming out of the top of our heads. As the saying goes, Your Honor, I rest my case. Well, that's all I ever talk anyhow, is true stories. There's no need to make up stories when you have enough true stories. And you get true stories by going out there and living life. That's part of life, true stories. And that's why it's important to interact with people. I mean, there's too many people today. When I travel the subway in New York, I do that quite frequently. Too many people on train car are just, they're all glued into their cell phones. And that's not social interaction, and they're not getting real experiences in life, and they're not going to have too many real stories to tell if they have to rely on true stories to talk conversation. It's unfortunate, but this is the world we're in right now, and all we can do is make the best of it. So let me just jump to something else, because all of this uplifting your body, clicking into the higher reality, increasing your vibration. That's the key to get to the fifth dimension. We're vibrating at certain frequencies here in the third dimension of physical reality, and we have to increase our vibrations to be able to exist in the fifth dimension. Of course, there's Pleiadians and other life forms, other ETs from other parts of the galaxy. Many of them are here, and they're all here to help us. Of course, we're still stuck with the evil ones controlling the physical reality. But that's life, and we have to live it out. So anyhow, frequencies, there's a lot of things. It's important to pay attention to what's going out there, in the world. Something I started taking notice of, we've all seen pictures of what, we'll start as a focal point, I'll use the Arc of Triumph in Paris, famous structure. Now, if you look at pictures from around the world, you notice the same type of Arc of Triumph structure is in many cities. In many places, there's one down in Washington Square Park in New York City. Over the years, I've noticed them in different parts of the world, you know, just watching things on TV or travel shows or something like that. And because I'm a person, I'm always connecting the dots, and I'm into music, and if you're into music, play the guitar like I do, you know about those things called tuning forks. Now, if you look at something like the Arc of Triumph, imagine it being a tuning fork held upside down, just missing the holding rod. Think about that. So if an invisible beam of energy were to manifest as the holding rod, or be projected into that Arc of Triumph, chances are they could tune that into a tuning fork that would send out a vibration. Think about it. Because I've thought about it, and I see the possibility. And take that possibility and go with it, truth seekers. I know there's a few truth seekers listening there. And that's an important, another piece of the puzzle we're solving here. Those Arc of Triumphs were not put there just for no reason at all. They were installed with something in mind in the future. Now, we don't know who's going to use those Arc of Triumphs, whether it's the good guys or the bad guys. Chances are it's the bad guys, because they're the ones that sneakily sneakingly put things right in our view all the time, just like the obelisk. They're mind control devices. I talk about that in my book. More reason to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I draw out the supportive evidence, and you're going to have to consider that these things are mind control devices mainly because they have pyramids on top. And when you learn about pyramids, which I discuss in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, you're going to understand that any tall building with a pyramid on top is a broadcaster receiver, and it can be used for mind control simply by sending out a dull frequency that deadens your thinking. And you wonder why all the people in Washington are basically stupid. Well, you got the world's tallest obelisk standing very close to where these people go to work. That's supposed to be doing their thinking. Well, that's a perfect tool for making people stupid. And I'm sure it's being used like that. And then, of course, there's other things to pay attention to. Octagon shapes, you know, like we have on the stop sign. There's a hidden message there. Stop, stop, stop the evil. Stop the people who put up the stop sign because it has the octagon shape. That's the shape utilized kind of like a marker tool by evil, saying the evil forces, the 12 planet beings who are the puppet masters behind all the other things, groups that we've always looked at as being the masters. They are all controlled by the real puppet masters, beings of the 12th planet. And they use geometrical signs to mark their territories. And one of them is the octagon. And when I noticed I was watching some video or something, and they had an aerial view of Fort Knox. And I was shocked to find out Fort Knox is in the shape of an exact octagon, which, if we follow the train of thought that I'm talking here, then that's a marker that the gold, Fort Knox, and the gold in it is controlled by the 12th planet. And if you read the books by Zachariah Sitchin about the 12th planet, you know that's why they originally came here to begin with 450,000 years ago, to steal our gold from our planet. And because they wanted it to enhance their atmosphere on their planet. And they're still stealing our gold, and that's why they are interested in controlling the gold. And so it makes perfect sense, you know. Octagon, control marker of the 12th planet around one of the biggest supplies of gold in the world in Fort Knox, and it just all fits. You know, like the old saying goes, if the shoe fits, wear it. So it's important to pay attention to shapes, just like Washington, D.C., the original outline of the city is a square set on its side to be 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal directions, another control marker of the 12th planet. And I explain how that is so in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's why I claim it to be the most thought-inspiring book at the early part of the 21st century, because I'm connecting all the key points. And once you understand all the key players behind the scenes and the connecting of all the key points, it's all the insanity going on in this world. It makes sense then. It's easily understood. But even when you understand all that, why it's going on, you also should gain an understanding that it's time to do something, because we have to save ourselves. That's one of my records. I have that message in that I recorded, a song I wrote called Ain't No Justice. And the line in that song is called, it goes like this: there ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. I can tell you this. And that's a reality. that you need to pay attention to. We need to make our own justice right now. You know, if you ever tried to contact government people, you know these people. They don't want to even talk to you unless you got a bag of money. And that's the way it is. You know? That is the way it is. So what does that leave us? That means concerned citizens have to, we have to solve these issues that are threatening our lives right now by ourselves. That's why I ask people to get in touch with me. We got to start enacting Plan B against the chemtrails. Oh, there was an interesting statement said in the James Gillian show. The statement was made, if we don't deal with this chemtrail situation, yeah, that's it. If we don't deal with it, it's not going to go away by itself, absolutely. And my statement is, don't you understand this is all being done on purpose, to purposely destroy the Earth and human race? You know, it's not hard to connect the dots on this one. And like I said, once you become aware that the real puppet masters are from the 12th planet, Earth is not their planet. And that's why I have no problem orchestrating things that destroy the Earth, because it's not their planet. Their allegiance is to their own planet, 12th planet, otherwise sometimes called Nibiru, however it's pronounced. They're also known as the Anunnaki. They're also known as the false gods. In fact, all the false gods that ever walked the face of the earth, they were all of the 12th planet. Of course, they've tricked everybody into believing the devil is the big evil. Of course, there is one known as the devil. His real name is even known. You're only going to find the true information about that in the fifth apocryphal revelation, you know. I studied the Bible for 9 years. Truth about the devil is not in the Bible. This brief mention of this evil creature, yeah, sure, he's bad, but when you read my book, Connected Dots Theory, you'll quickly understand that the 12th planet beings are the biggest cause of evil on planet Earth, and there's other bad evil teens here. And no, the devil... one of the fallen angels, no, he's not even a fallen angel. Actually, Fifth Apocryphal Revelation explains that the devil was the planetary prince here, and he got, he joined Lucifer's rebellion. So anyhow, that's not the top dog of evil. In fact, I don't think the one known as the devil actually ever, perpetrated himself, pretended to be a false god. It's always been the 12th planet. They are the inventors of the false gods. They always presented themselves as false gods, or tried to con the people into believing they were the real god, because they took advantage of the gullibility of people. Besides that, after they took, you know, they turned off 12 strands of our DNA helixes, after they turned off 10 of the 12, you know, we were really easily fooled at that point. And you're right, it was actually after that they started presenting themselves as the real God. And what were stupid people to know, you know? And that's how it played out. And I've just given you some real important information there. But don't take my word for it. You go and do your own investigation. But maybe if you listen to the conviction of my conversation, you'll know that I know what I'm talking about. And I don't have to waste time talking about what I don't know about, because I've learned so much and I know so much. So I talk about it. That's all. It's simple. And talking about the truth is what is important. Well, I don't know. I guess the guy with the pickup isn't going to call in tonight. The guy with the pickup truck. Hey, if you know this guy and you're listening to me, the guy with the pickup truck with the frame pyramid in the back that drives around and claims to be affecting the chemtrails, getting rid of them, believe me, he needs to get out there, publicly and start talking about what he's doing, because we'd all like to hear about this remedy so we can start negating the bad effects of the chemtrails. And as I talked about music before, I want to remind everybody, you know, you hear a song at the beginning of my show, you hear the end of one song and the whole other song near the at the end of the show. Go to CD Baby Music Store, click on my name, that's it, Tom Edison, and you get a 29-second preview of each song on each album, and you'll be impressed. And the beauty of things today is that if you just like one song on someone's album and you get that 29-second preview, you can just buy the one song. And what does it cost to buy a song on CD Baby? 99 cents. So it's worth looking at if you're into philosophy, songs better than Dylan, a host of gigantic collection of philosophical songs there, including the one Ain't No Justice. To remind you, there is no justice except what you make for yourself. An important thing to understand at this point in time, because we have to make our own justice as the final battle escalates. If you like party music, American Party Songs has a lot of amazing tunes on it. And you get to hear the end of the song called Are You the Partying Kind when we close the show, the lead guitar solo at the end. And that song I claim, because I wrote the bass line for it, as I did for all of the songs, my songs, I claim that is the best bass line written for any song ever. And no, I'm not on an ego trip, but I know when I've written a good bass line that's just intricate and way beyond the average bass line. So investigate for yourself. Hey. And next week you can call up and tell me, hey, you know what? Your song sucks. Well, believe me, you won't hurt me if you said that. But, you know, I'd only want you to say that if you really believe it. And then you can tell me how it sucks. hey, whatever. It doesn't matter one way or the other. Anyhow, I just thought I'd mention that my two albums are on available on at CD Baby Music Store. Go to the internet, check it out. You get free samples of every song. So anyhow, we're getting to the getting ready to close the show. I hope I've influenced a few people in a good way, because that's what important part of life, helping people out. And helping people find better ways to discover the truth. As the old saying goes, seek and you will find. Watch out for the 5G coming your way. Pay attention. Start looking in your neighborhood. They might have the boxes up, the big cylinder boxes on the top of each telephone pole already, and it's just a matter of time before they turn them on. And when it's time for turn them on, hop in the car and head for the hills to save yourself. Anyhow, right, you might want to have practiced that contingency plan for when the event is finally unleashed upon the human race, unless, of course, we can stop it beforehand, which requires efforts. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. Before I go, tell your friends to tune in next week, because I'm the guy who talks about everything, and I'm the guy who's trying to wake everybody up out of their matrix. And I'm the guy who has the strategies to solve all the problems simultaneously, and that's why I ran for President of the United States in 2016 and 2012. And I'll be doing it again in 2020. I just took down the 2020 site because I wasn't one of the need. It's a long way off. And basically, if you want to see what I stand for, you want to watch me talk on videos, you just go to my 2016 website, click on my name at the BBS Radio, and click on the My Site button, and that'll take you to the 2016 website. My agendas are not going to change, and you'll see my ingenuity on some of the statements regarding my agendas for solving the problems. And of course, I claim to be the most qualified person to ever be the president of the United States because I have the ability ready to solve all the problems simultaneously. And for people like me who know to solve problems, it's easy. As president, I have everybody at my disposal. I just call people and I want you to do this, I want you to do that, this is how I want it done, blah, 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 blah. Get back to me next week. It's that easy when you know how to solve problems, and I have a lifetime of solving problems. What more do I need to say than that? Except it's the end of the show. Listen to the tunes and then check them out on CD Baby Music Store. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to do the countdown and let's end the show. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Want to know I was here, took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look, cause I caught their eye.